What are the genetic effects of radio frequency fields that are emitted from cell phones? Now, to start with, this is a 10-minute talk, so I kind of simplify everything. If you have questions, just you can ask me specific questions. You can ask me after the talk. And now, the first thing that I have to say is that we are not dealing with one entity, radio frequency field. It is a very complex entity that has different qualities. For example, the frequency, duration of exposure, the waveforms, those are the built-in quality of the exposure that determines the effects of the exposure. So when people tell you that, well, radio frequency field causes this, it does not generalize to all radio frequency fields. You have to ask, what are the frequency? What are the duration of exposure? What kind of modulation that you use in your exposure? So genetic, the material, genetic material is DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. So one conclusion is that radio frequency fields can damage DNA and cause, of course, when you damage DNA, the cell tries to repair, and in that process, it make mistake and it causes genetic mutation. And of course, genetic mutation can possibly lead to development of cancer. So this is a DNA schematic drawing of DNA molecule, which is also called a double helix, which is basically like two spaghetti twisted together. And they are joined by this so-called bases. Martin Brank was talking about this GAGA, those are these bases. So these two strains, these are DNA strains, the two strains of DNA molecule. And once in a while, bricks can form on the strain. Now, if a brick is formed on one of the strains, it's called single strain bricks. If very close by on the other strain, there's another brick, the whole molecule will separate. Because they're so close together, there's a brick form here, a brick form here, the molecule will separate. And that will form something called double strand break. Now, double strand break is a big problem because the cell lost the information of how to repair the DNA. And that is the time that mutation can happen. A single strand break is not that serious because the other information is on the other side of the molecule. Now, in the RF radio frequency study, most of the DNA study use something called the Kamen assay, which is a very sensitive method for doing DNA damage. You can measure DNA damage within one cell. And it's possible to do single strand break, measure the single strand break, and also measure double strand break. Now, while we're talking about spaghetti, if you have a bowl of spaghetti, and then you put a pair of scissors into the bowl and chop, and the more you chop, the more small pieces will be formed, right? So now, if there's a possible that you pour all this spaghetti out and count how many of these small fragments come out, the more fragment, the more damage, right? So this is basically the principle of the Kamen assay, is that we isolate the cell from, for example, from the brain, and then we take the DNA from that particular cell, and then we pull the DNA out from this DNA ball. And by doing that, the small fragments will come out. The more fragment you see, the more the damage. It's because that breaks form on the strain. And now this is a brain cell of a rat, isolated from the brain of a rat. This is a DNA ball that forms. There's some fragment coming out because the DNA is constantly being attacked and break. And of course, the cell can repair. Now, this is a cell from a brain cell without radiation. So you can basically form a very spherical a ball. Now, this is two cells, two DNA balls after exposure to radio frequency radiation for 2 hours. And you can see the fragment coming out from the ball. The more fragment, the more damage, right? So let's go back. All right, it takes time. So this is without radiation. This is with radiation. So you can actually count the, you can use a computer program to count the how many a fragment can come out from the DNA ball, and then you will see the then it gives you some kind of quantitative measurement of the effect. Here are a list of publication that have been showing DNA damage in after exposure to radio frequency radiation from cell phones, mobile phone radiation. If you go into the literature of microwave radiation, the general spectrum, you will see more of these publications. And so each of this is one publication, a peer review publication. Now, what causes the damage? Radio frequency field damage, DNA damage. One thing that I think is a very promising explanation is free radical formation from cells. Every cell that uses oxygen will form free radicals. And well, my students usually ask me what are free radicals. So they're very active molecules. Imagine you have a ballroom and people are dancing inside the ballroom, and suddenly Fred Astaire comes into the room and grab the lady and start dancing. Now, how many ladies can dance with Fred Astaire? So the whole ballroom will go into chaos. So that is the free radical. Okay. Now, so we know that this, how do you counteract free radical? We take antioxidants, for example, vitamin C, vitamin E, the antioxidant. So antioxidants are actually Ginger Rogers. So if you put it into a ballroom, and eventually Ginger Rogers will dance with Fred Astaire, so the whole ballroom will go, huh? Oh, of course. So Dr. Haberman was talking about this this using antioxidant to study the effect of free radicals. Paper we published on using antioxidant to block the radio frequency effect of DNA damage was done in 1994 and published in 1995. And we actually use more specific compounds, so-called spin check compounds, which is more potent than vitamin C and vitamin E. Now, are there publications that show that free radicals are formed or increase in free radical activity in cells after exposure to radio frequency radiation? Yes, there are quite a lot of paper published. Actually, I have not it was too late, and I could not finish all the paper that show that radio frequency fields enhance free radical activities. And in that sense, it will, when you increase free radical activity, you induce free oxidative stress and damage that Martin talked about earlier. So what are the possible consequences of free radical formation or increase in fact free radical activities in cells? Of course, these are very active compounds that can cause molecular damages inside cells. For example, one is DNA damage, protein damage, or another thing is lipid damage of lipids, cell membrane lipids, which is can cause the cell to die. So the consequences, as I mentioned earlier, is that one possibility is it can cause cancer because of mutation, formation of mutation in cells. Now, in order to have cancer, the mutation has to be very specific on a certain part of the gene. And a lot of our genes are actually useless. They're not doing anything. So cancer is not always happening with mutation. So it has to be damaged on at a certain point. And some people even propose that you need at least two critical damages in order to trigger cancer. So cancer is a possibility. Another possibility is that since you damage the DNA in the cell or protein in the cell, the function will change with this kind of damage. And there are also reports, a list of reports on electrophysiological changes and functions, behavior of animals, humans, after exposure to radio frequency fields from cell phones. So it's quite a lot of studies. The first study was Wan Kissing, 1995, look at the EEG study, electroencephalogram, the firing of nerve cells in the brain. Another possibility is cell death. So if you have a lot of damage to the DNA, the protein, lipid, the cell die, and we found that apoptosis, which is a form of cell death that can occur after exposure to cell phone radio frequency radiation. So are there reports on cell death and change in morphology? Yeah, of course. Because Dr. Selford is sitting here, and Henrietta Libby. So these are the morphological changes. Now, what are the consequences of cell death in the brain? And of course, the neurons cannot be, the nerve cells cannot be replaced. And one possibility is the neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease. Now, we don't have any evidence on that yet. There are some evidence on extremely low frequency field, 60 cycle, 50 cycle fields. As we mentioned earlier, that there's a very good similarity between radio frequency field and extremely low frequency field. And we know a lot more about extremely low 60 cycle field than radio frequency field, because we had this NIH EHS EMF rapid program that Chris Portier was in charge in the last, I think, the 1990s. Now, so that's another thing that I think could be interesting, is that this kind of changes can, depending on how much damage you accumulate over time, you can cause change in, you can cause cancer, you can also cause cell death. Now, can these two balance out when a cell is beginning to become cancerous? can the radiation cause push it and kill it, kill the cell. So in that sense, when we are running an experiment, there's a possibility that you can actually see a decrease in cancer occurrence because the cell die before they become cancerous. And I, since there was no funding on the health effects of radio frequency field, I have switched to cancer research on using radio frequency and EMF, actually, electromagnetic field. And we, one of the things we found out is that cancer cells are more susceptible to extremely low frequency field and 20 kilohertz the fields and then normal cells. So there's a possibility that this a large use of cell phone can actually prevent the cancer from developing. Well, I think that's all I want to say.